Yesu yibazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Ng'oliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet all your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Omuwe ku bikkulirwa essuula eyisooka onyolookona.
Give them Revelations 1 verse 4.
Omugambe bye biva eriyo ye yaliwo.
Tell them they come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
The one who is.
Era agenda okujja.
And the one going to come.
Ebiva eri omusanvu gya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God. If they come from the one who was, then he's the one who is, and he's going to come. No one will judge you where you've gotten them.
If
they come from the one who was, who will question things which were? Got them from who to give them to you? He was the one who was. If he gives you those of today, who chooses you for the one who is, and if he gives those to come, the new heavens, new earth, he is the one to come.
Who
can choose us if we are in his hands? That's
why
the Bible says in Romans 8,
that
if he's on our side, who can be against us? That we are more than conquerors.
You
know, if he's on our side, who can be against
us?
Who was there before? Who could contend with him? Who was there when we had come?
And
who is there to be God today? And who will be God?
The
one we have today, that we believe,
he
will move to know.
He who
knows us even beyond. And then
we are
more than conquerors in all.
The
one who knows is on our side.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We thank
God.
Good time
is added to us in His presence.
We
still move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda in the era of Eddie. As it was on Israel in the BC, as was marked in the Bible, in the history, even in prophecies released in the AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Still look to the call of God.
God is called.
God is called.
Which
on the nation of Uganda in the AD. As it was on the Israel in the BC. As it was marked in the Bible. As we first heard. And we saw. As it was marked in the history, just as the first heart, as
it
was marked in the prophecies released in the
AD, we
still move on with that call. After we have to see the covenant of God with the nation of Uganda, and then we see the glory of God with the nation of Uganda. But we still see the call of God's call of the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC, as it was marked in the Bible, in the history, just as we first heard, and so we still move on to see the way this call, it was marked in the prophecies that released in the era of AD. We singled out two types of visions. And one vision came from outside Uganda, from the nation of Australia, through the prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I
have to see the vision which came from the nation of Uganda. In the many visions, those released in the AD, we singled out the two. The Australian vision on the nation of Uganda,
through
the prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein.
We
have to get a vision of Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain in Uganda and the World Trumpet Mission in the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads, the prophecy on Uganda.
But
as we finish the example of the vision which came from outside, the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda. As it was written in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992, on the Saturday,
it
was on the 14th, in the November, we singled out four issues in that vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
the first we winded it up
Uganda,
when we saw that Uganda is a blessed country
and
God is right in here in Uganda, doing his final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, even a special blessing in the midst of the world, knowing the secret of the kingdom of heaven, told us in Matthew 13, 9 unto 17, that issue we first and saw
it.
We still move on with our second issue,
right?
From the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why
the
man meant to head this God's work, the first final on the planet Earth? Why is
meant
to be like Prophet Elijah,
Nabi Moses,
like Prophet Moses,
and
just as King David?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, tuze tunyonyoka ebintu bingi.
Now, God explained many things.
Just finished to explain
why the man had to final work of God on earth.
He's
meant to be like Prophet Elijah
and
as Prophet Moses.
Those
be winded to see them. The last time we ended, as we began to see the general reason, why the man is to be like Prophet Elijah
and
just as Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
remember in the general reason we have to see seven reasons within it.
We've
so far seen two.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Remember well where we ended. The general reason why the man meant to head God's final work on planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, meant to be like Prophet Elijah and just as Prophet Moses. After we finish, we shall see why it's to be like King David. But this general reason, in it are seven other reasons. The first we saw, and we told that they must manifest a double portion of anointing, to manifest a double portion of anointing, for the power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, through the two witnesses, the two cherubim, those known as the two olive trees,
of
the two lampstands, and they testify about the fallen cherubim, Satan the devil, the one who was known as Lucifer. Praise Jesus much. In our general reason, why the man is to be like Prophet Elijah and just as King Prophet Moses, there we have seven reasons, and the first we winded it up. The first is this one I've repeated, that they must manifest the double portion of anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, through the two witnesses. They are the two great anointed cherubim, those known as the two olive trees,
or
the two lampstands, and they did spy about the fallen cherubim, who was known as Lucifer,
and
one known as Satan the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We heard in Revelation 11 in the verse 1 and 4, after they have trampled the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, spoke in Hebrews 12:22-23. God was to send His two witnesses, and they move on to witness All the falsehood of Satan that did from the beginning. For we heard in the John 8, in the verse 44, Satan from the beginning is the murderer and is the liar.
And
he stand in truth from the beginning and is the father of liars.
Now
we discovered it in the Ezekiel 28, 11-15, that he too was a cherubim. He was anointed, but he fell. Now, on the two cherubim, in that image you see there, those are the ones who remained. He was the third.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
first reason, in the general reason, why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and just as Prophet Moses, to manifest the double portion of anointing. All the power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness through the two witnesses, the two great anointed cherubim, those who were anointed, those known as the two olive trees or the two lampstands.
So point
our second point was like this,
but two great anointed cherubim,
that these two great anointed cherubim
or
the two witnesses in the mystical way, they are known as the two olive trees and the two lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you are to get explained those secrets. Now we got explained of Revelations 11.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much. Who were those spoken of there?
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
So, in song of
our second reason was to be explained.
Explained
of the two great anointed cherubim.
And
the two witnesses in the mystical way. Those known as the two olive trees or the two lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we look to Revelation 11, verse 3 and 4,
see,
I will send you my two witnesses and they will give prophecy for a time he measured. And he said those ones, they are the two olive trees and they are the two lampstands, those who stand before the Lord. We had to discover the mystery, discover why they are called two olive trees. After we discover why they are called two lampstands, we ended last time and we discovered all that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the book of Prophet Zechariah, chapter 4, we heard Prophet Zechariah asking that those two olive trees, what are they? Move to us these olive trees which pour oil out of themselves, which are those?
And
they told him those are the two sons of the anointing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But to discover the mystery why they are called two olive trees, move to the First Kings chapter 6 from verse 22 from 23-25.
It
was this when they showed Prophet Moses to make things of heavens on earth according to Hebrews 8 and the 5 and 6. It was commanded to do images of things in heaven. When King Solomon resumed to do them in the First Kings chapter 6 23-25, he made them from the olive trees, the trees where they get olive oil. You notice that you have olive oil you buy. That pray for to become anointing
oil.
The anointing oil. It comes from the olive trees. Now their mystery. Why these two cherubim? Those who were anointed. And the two witnesses, why they are called the two olive trees? Because they are the sons of the anointing, the
sons
of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. In them is stepped down, his anointing filled his power there. Now they best there to connect on all us in earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we looked at that last time. We moved on, analyzed them. And we saw in Ezekiel 10 that is through these two cherubim, those who
have
anointed the great ones, they are there in heaven. And they are the witnesses we speak of. The Revelation 11. One appeared through Prophet Moses. Another power appeared through Prophet Elijah. But seasons we are heading on are to join them. That's why they say that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and just as Prophet Moses, to have the double portion of anointing of the two witnesses, the two cherubim, those being anointed, and they witness and they fight the fallen cherubim, Satan, the devil. And remember in Ezekiel 28,
11
to 15, explain us how Satan was a cherubim and the way he fell.
So, the
witnesses of the two sons of anointing,
or
the anointing of the two anointed cherubim, they are the two witnesses. One of them appeared in Prophet Moses. Another appeared in Prophet Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now today we look to our third reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, in the first cherubim, they worked in Prophet Moses. Our third reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me help you writing that down, the third reason, in our general reason. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and just as Prophet Moses. Our third reason says, anointing of power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, that in the first cherubim, it worked in Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to look to it, see how it was.
When
we see the anointing of the second cherubim, how it worked through Prophet Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The anointing of the first cherubim and the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, they moved on to work in the Prophet Moses, and they showed them to us like this. When we get back to Revelations 11, verses 3 unto 6, they tell us like this. Revelations 11 from verses 3.
Nange ndiba waba julirwa abange babiri era bali wobunabi enaku 10 mu 2:6 ngabamba de bibukutu olokuna aboje mizeituni ebiri netabaze ebiri ezimira masoga mukama wensi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yagamba mukubikulira sulene ye 10
in Revelation 11
in
the verse 3 and 4.
Tinange ndiba waba julirwa abange babiri.
I'll give you my two witnesses.
Era bali wobunabi okumala emyaka.
They'll give prophecy for days which have been marked here. And they have closed the third cloth.
Say
that those are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, those which stand before the Lord. Praise Jesus much.
Just
gave you in the first two reasons, most in the second reason, that these two witnesses
to
be called the two olive trees and the two lampstands and to be the sons of the anointing, those who have the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits,
lampstand.
Don't take it that they're the lampstands. Or they're just olive trees there. You enter in your mind, there are two cherubims. Those who are anointed. If they have the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now, in our third reason, we see the power of the first cherubim who is on the right hand, the first witness. It worked in the prophet Moses.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
One
of the signs in Revelation 11 as they were marked.
And
when we read Revelation 11, in the verse 3 and 4,
it said,
me too, I'll give you my two witnesses.
It
explained that the two olive trees and the two
lampstands
discovered that the two cherubim, those who were anointed,
those
who have the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
But
how does he send them on the world? Now he shows us that the cherubim don't come on the world as them, but they send the fullness of the Spirit in them, the Spirit of the witness. And she comes on the human beings on the world. When he's brought on the world, they choose out a person who is like Moses, who is like Prophet Moses, Elijah, to manifest through that power, to spread in the many.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
So,
it's what we look to now.
Because
the signs we are showing the verse 5 and 6, pointed how these witnesses manifest on the world. Let's read verse 5 and 6 we hear. Revelations 11 verses 5.
Ero muntu yenna bwayagala okubakola obubi. Omuliro guva mu kamwa kaabwe ne gwokya abalabe baabwe.
Ebyomuliro mmanyi bwe byabira.
Sunny issue of fire, you know how they were.
But what was so
explained in the first and second reason that these two witnesses, those known as two olive trees, they are the two cherubim.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But in explaining us, they say
that
fire comes from their mouth. Remember, he worked through which prophet who called fire.
He
show us these witnesses of the cherubim. They show and point that they have ever worked through a human being. And they show us their signs.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations
11
verses
5.
Verse 6
is what speaks most on what concerns Prophet Moses and the way the first cherubim, the first witness, the first olive tree, the first lampstand, the fullness of the Holy Spirit worked in Prophet Moses. Listen well to the verse 6. Revelations 11 verse 6.
Enkuba eleme okutonya munaku ezokutegeeza kwabwe era balina obuyinza ku mazzi okugafuula omusaayi era n'okubonya abonya ensi n'ebonyobonyo byonna emirundi mingi nga bwe baagala.
Owulidde bulungi bw'oba otunuulidde onyolwa olunyo
lw'omukaaga
esooka n'esongako ku nnabbi Erayija katono
points briefly on Prophet Elijah. The way the second cherubim worked in Prophet Elijah.
But slip
that side and we hear the first cherubim. How it worked in Prophet Moses. And
he's
begun saying, verse 6 you hear of well. Revelations 11 verses 6.
Abo, balina obuyinza okusiba eggulu, enkuba eremenga okutonya. Munaku ezo kutegeza kwabwe. Era balina obuyinza kumazza okugafuula omusaayi. Era n'okubonyabonya ensi n'ebonyobonyo byonna. emirundi mingi nga bwe baagala.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Nti era balina obuyinza.
And they have authority.
Abajulirwa ababiri.
These two witnesses.
Bakerubi ababiri.
The two cherubim.
Balina obuyinza.
They have authority.
Kumazi okugafuula omusaayi.
On the water to turn it into blood. Water to turn it into blood. And to smite the world with the different plagues just as they want. To see the water to turn in blood.
And
smite the world with different plagues. It happened in the era of Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It means
there is power of the Holy Spirit from the first witness,
Kerubi Asoka,
the first cherubim
of
the right hand.
He will
move to send that power in the prophet Moses, and he worked on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Remember,
if that power is set in that prophet, he can divide, share it with the others.
Remember
that happened in the era of Moses. And he got the Spirit on him and give the 72.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now the signs in Revelation 11, and they speak of the two witnesses, they are a bit tricky a little. And it
requires
you to have humbled in the spirit to connect and handle them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
if they begin to point on this sign, and they point them as if they are the two witnesses, the two cherubim, yet they show they have ever worked in the human beings as prophet Moses. It means those cherubim
they have
operated on the world and they have been working.
They
chose out two sons of the anointed on the world that they put in the midst of the world.
Them
as cherubim get the Holy Spirit from the Holy Spirit in his fullness, and they raise the power from there.
And
them to choose someone on the world
as
the counsel of God
in,
and them to raise the anointing. And they begin from there to spread.
To
spread it in the many. All over the entire world.
So, read
Revelation 11:6.
Have
authority to turn water into blood.
Even
the world with different plagues.
They
speak of the other witnesses.
But the
power of the two cherubim,
they
put it in the human being on the world.
And begin
operating through that human being.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
that's why in the book of Exodus 6, from verse
1
to 11, God told prophet Moses these words.
Okuva esura ya mukaga olinyo olisoka.
Exodus 6 from verses 1.
Mukama namugamba Musa nti, kakano bolira ba byendi ni mukola Farao. Kubanga nomukono gwamanyi alibaleka era nomukono gwamanyi alibagoba munsi ye. Olinyo lokubiri katuna nayogera ne Musa namugamba nti nze yakuwa. Olinyo lokusatu nalabikira Ibrahim nalabikira Ibrahimu na Isaka ne Yakobo nga Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna naye mu linnya lyange yakuwa samanyibwa nabo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bwe yali alabikira Katonda yagamba nabbi Musa,
God told prophet Moses,
nze kennyini yalabikira Ibrahim, Isaka ne Yakobo.
I myself appear to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
eranzi yakuwa,
and I am the Almighty God,
Katonda wa amaanyi,
God Almighty.
Naye tebamanya maanyi gange,
but they never knew of my power.
Akati njagala kumanyisa maanyi.
Now I want to manifest of my power.
Omanyi waliwo ebiro Katonda byalabika mu nsi.
Times God appears in the world.
Nayogera bwogezi n'abantu ebigambo.
Speaks words with the people.
Natalaga maanyi gonna.
And it doesn't show any power.
And they know
that he's the God Almighty.
But
when
it
reaches the time, I'm going to manifest power.
Just
speak with these two witnesses, the two elbims who remained.
okulwanisa kerubi oli eyagwa sitaani
the cherubim who fell Satan.
Nditugenda kwolesa maanyi ku nsi.
We are going to manifest power on the world.
Kati mubire bya nabbi Musa.
Now in the era of Prophet Moses.
Kerubi owokumukono ogwaddyo.
The cherubim on the right hand.
Omujulirwa asooka.
The first witness.
Yarabisa amaanyi.
He manifested power.
Baga stepping okugajja mu kerubi oyo.
They stepped it from that cherubim.
Bagateeka mu nabbi Musa.
And they put them in the Prophet Moses.
Nabbi Musa natandika okubanga agabunyambana
baisa. Moses began to spread them the children of Israel.
Sokere da kunsavu mu ababiri.
First from the seventh to two.
N'okubuna mu Israeli mwonna.
And to spread the entire Israel.
Era Katonda yasinzira okulaga amaanyi n'obuyinza.
Best there to show power and authority.
Kati ebiro bitwolekedde.
But the time we heading on.
Katonda akyaludde nga asirisi.
God is taking long keeping silent.
Emyaka 12.
2,000 years.
N'ezigwamu.
And plus years.
Nga asirisi.
And is silent.
Ayogera bwogezi bigambo bitono.
Just speaks a few words.
Mwenenye mulekeraho bye mukola.
Stop doing what you do.
Atakuba muntu yenna. Taraga nsintu wali.
It doesn't show the world is there.
Ni kuno yagamba obunabbi buno buli mukubikuru ba 11.
Prophecy Revelation 11.
Obujo yininga butelivu no obunabbi obwava mu Australia.
You join it straight from the Australian prophecy.
Bwaraga nti abajuli babo mbili bagenda kwegatta okulaga amanyi ga Katonda.
Witnesses will join up show the power of God.
Omulimu gwo kusema kusema zinga.
Final work on the planet earth.
Ngabura babu yaliye Kerubi ombo yarabikira munabbi Musa.
As the first cherubim appeared in the Moses.
Amanyi go nago mu mtukufu nagara bisomo nakole byekitale mmisi.
Power of the Holy Spirit manifested and did great things in Egypt.
At owokubiri.
Now the second.
Kerubi owokubiri omujulire owokubiri.
The second cherubim the
yarabisa amanyi ge munabbi Elijah.
Manifested power through Elijah.
Okulwanaga ne banabbi ba Baali.
To fight with prophets of Baal.
Banabbi ba Satani kyekimu.
Prophets of the devil.
Era mmanyi ebyabaawo.
And you know what happened?
Mu Isirayiri.
In Israel.
Kati amanyi amanji.
Now the much power.
Agasinga obungi.
The much power.
Kusema zinga wense eno.
Power on the planet earth.
Gali ge tuyimbako.
That we sing of.
Ti mukama leero sumulula.
That door today lose.
Amanyi.
The power.
Amanji.
The much power.
Agasinga obungi.
Which is exceeding
ag'omwoyo
of your Holy Spirit.
Kusema zinga wense
on the planet earth.
Olimba olina makulu mangi.
That song has much meaning.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Katuyongere mu kitabo ky'okuvaulire.
Let's read more Exodus here.
Aba tuddire muko.
Let's repeat.
Ebiro by'okusumulula amaanyi gano.
The time of losing this power.
Ag'omwoyo mutukuvu bujjuvu.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Okuyita mu bakerubi ababiri.
Through the two cherubim. And the two witnesses. When they come. God is going to stretch his hand. Exodus
6 from verse 1. Katona nayogera ne Musa namugamba nti nze yakuwa olunyolo kusatu nalabikira Ibrahimu na Isaka na Yakobo nga Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna naye mulinnya lyange yakuwa samanyi wabbo olunyolo kuna nenyweza natendagano yange nabo okubawa ensi ya Kanani ensi y'okutambula kwabwe gye batambulamu olunyolo kutano Nate nempulira okusinda kw'abaana ba Isirayiri. Abamisiri be baafuula abaddu. Nenjijukira endagaano yange. Olunyolo mukaaga. Kyova obabuulira abaana ba Isirayiri nti nze yakuwa. Nange ndibaggyako emigugu egy'abamisiri. Ndibaggyirawo obuddu bwabwe. Ndibanunula n'omukono gwe ndigolola n'emisango eminene. Olunyolo
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyika tondoka ngenda kujeyo n'omukono ogugoloddwa obulungi.
So that I'm going to come out with a stretched arm.
N'okusala emisango.
To carry judgment out.
Kusalira mawanga.
To judge the nations.
Kululi yali asalira mawanga matono
nnyo. Before he judged the few nations.
Kuluna asalira mawanga ag'omu nsi.
Time he judges all nations of the entire world.
Ate jukira bwe yali ajja Misiri.
And remember when he came in Egypt.
Yali ajukira ndagano gye yakola ne Ibrahim.
Remember the covenant made with Abraham.
Naye ate kuluno.
But this time as he comes.
Ajukira endagaano empya.
He remembers the new covenant.
Yakola n'abaana be.
That he made with his children.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Endagaano eyokubiri.
The second covenant.
Tuvula bejiramu abaana abamafuta aba.
That's why he comes in the two sons of the anointing.
Ajja n'emisango n'omukono ogugoloddwa.
Judgment with a stretched hand.
Okumala emyaka 12.
For 2,000 years. 2019 years,
and
never heard of the powerful, amazing God, he who shakes the world, and it shakes.
Many years,
God is kept silent.
People
begin our religions
and
attach ourselves in him, they keep silent.
And
fight salvation and
they
keep silent.
Christ
warns in the gentle words,
friends,
leave the sin.
Salvation
is the truth.
We
to our side, we make miracles. This time I'm coming. We are going to compete. You know, 2,000 years, people have mixed in claiming to be in the Lord, never come up with a powerful hand. For every day, God from the beginning, kept silent when he created Adam. Just from the garden, he kept silent.
The
time of Enoch is silent.
When
he entered Noah time, he kept out. He smote them. He kept silent there
unto
the Tower of Babel. And smote them again. And he kept silent. He came back when?
They moved from there, Abraham, Isaac,
Isaac, Jacob. Moses, he comes back.
Nations,
and they believed him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
was in them.
He's
silent, he comes out. He's silent like that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
No, Jesus,
before he came, he took
4,000 years.
There's no judge. No one speaks things of God. Jesus appeared after.
He
did amazing things of God. Jesus, when he went with the apostles,
we have
never seen God come out in power again.
But
time he promised his final work is astounding work, a wonder in the midst of the world.
Now
that last work
had
sent him the power of the two witnesses, the two cherubims were anointed,
the
Holy Spirit in his fullness,
the seven
of God when they are doubled, and show the world wisdom which is much, understanding which is much,
his counsel
which is much and amazing, much power, the knowledge which is full, the fear of God to hate evil,
it's
doubled.
God spirit,
glorifying the one true God in the Christ Jesus is sent, and they are doubled.
What
did you get in your mind?
And the time they speak
of two witnesses, Revelation 11,
they
speak of two cherubim.
But
those two cherubim,
they
ever put their power in prophets of the world.
As
we see the first cherubim, how he put his power in prophet Moses in the midst of the world, and he spread them in his brethren, and after they worked. Now the second cherubim of the second witness manifests his power through prophet Elijah.
The
time they decided to join up,
they will
do an astounding work.
So
prophecy from Australia said
that
man has to be like prophet Elijah, just as prophet Moses. Look to the two witnesses up there, the two cherubim, to join up the power,
join the
spirit doubling him. Let's move on with Exodus. Exodus 6 verse 5.
Nate, nempulira okusinda kw'abaana ba Isirayiri, Abamisiri be baafuula abaddu, ne nzijjukira endagaano yange. Olw'omukaaga, ky'ova obabuulira abaana ba Isirayiri nti nze yakuwa, nange ndibaggyako emigugu egy'Abamisiri, ndibagirawo obuddu bwabwe, ndibanunula n'omukono gwe ndigolola emisango eminene. Olunyolo omusanvu, era ndibeetwalira okubeera eggwanga, nange ndibabeerera Katonda. Nange ndibabeerera Katonda, nammwe mulimanya nga nze yakuwa Katonda wammwe abajja mu migugu egy'Abamisiri.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
So Katonda bwatu byagamba nabi Musa.
Now, that's God told Prophet Moses.
Tiagenda goro mukono.
That is going to stretch his hand.
Name isango.
With the judgments.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much. That's the same we looked in Revelation 11 in the verse 6. When they said those witnesses of poverty turn water in blood, even different plagues, from the book of Exodus 6, reaching Exodus 12, you saw different plagues. Different ones.
Those
chapters, you will read them. Go see the plagues spoken of. I'm going to point a little on them. You start from Exodus 6 up to Exodus chapter 12.
These
different plagues which are going to resume to happen on the world by the two witnesses.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
So
get back Revelation 11:6. Those chapters, you'll go read them slowly. Revelation 11:6.
Abo bali n'obuyinza okusiba eggulu. Enkuba eremu okutonnya mu nnaku ez'okutegeeza kwabwe. Era balina obuyinza ku mazzi okugafuula omusaayi. Era n'okubonyaabonya ensi n'ebibonyobonyo byonna. Emirundi mingi nga bwe baagala.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okusinya ku bikulwa 11.
On Revelation 11 and the verse 6.
Obuyinza bw'abajulirwa ababiri.
The authority of two witnesses.
Bakerubi ababiri.
The two cherubim.
Obwalabikira mu nnabbi Musa.
Which appeared in Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Have
probably turned water in blood.
No, even to
make different plagues. What happened in Exodus 7, verse 10 to 13, which involved turning water in blood. Exodus 7, from verse 10.
Okuva esula ya musanvu nyolwe 10.
Exodus 7 from verse 10.
Musa na Aaron ne bayingire wa Farao ne bakola bwe batyo nga Mukama bwe yalagira. Aaron n'asula omugogwe wansi mu maaso ga Farao ne mu maaso ga abaddu be ne guba omusota. Olunyolwe 11. Farao naye n'alyoka ayita abagezi n'abalogo era n'abo abasawa ba Misiri ne bakola bwe batyo n'amagezi gaabwe ag'ekyama. Onyolo 13. Kubanga basuula buli muntu omugo gwe ne giba emisota, naye omugo gwa Aaroni ne gumira emigo gyabwe.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Entalo awuzali zitandise.
The battlings had now begun.
Amafuta aga kerubi
asooka. Of the first cherubim.
Gagali munabbi Musa.
And it's on Moses.
Gagena maso kufuro omugo gwa Musa.
Moved on turned the rod of Moses.
Omusota omunene.
Big serpent.
Naye amafuta agakerubi yagwa Satan.
Not of the first fallen cherubim Satan.
Mubanabbi ba bemisiri abobulogo.
The magicians of Egyptians.
Banabbi bobulimba.
The false prophets.
Nago ne gafura yao.
It too turned snakes there.
Sota sota ao.
The funny snakes.
Kakati.
Now.
Uruokubanti amanya agakerubi yasigarao.
Because power of the remaining cherubim.
There
were the two cherubim who remained. Holy, and it comes from the source of the Holy Spirit. One serpent made from the rod of Moses.
It
won't swallow all serpents of the devils.
The
power of Satan was a cherubim and it got cursed.
Now
the battle which was in Egypt, it was in the spiritual world. The two cherubim and one fights
at
the third cherubim who fell. But we were just seeing things happen. I don't know whether you were there. If you can't, you can be there.
If
reading the book, you're there, you see how things happen. Imagine the battle, there you don't know how it's moving and how it's fought. Why Moses makes this happen from his rod? And how possible was it? And the sorcerers of Egypt, them two, how did they do it? Them two were able by the fallen cherubim. Satan. Remember, he too was anointed. And because his anointing got cursed, it's filled of a curse. The battle was the one there. So Salas were not alone. Even Moses was not alone. Bible says the one in us
is
greater than the one in the others in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We to the Spirit of God.
Step down,
step down of his cherubim. His witnesses.
Come settling
in us. The Spirit of Satan was that cherubim. Comes in the false prophets. Remember, you know they were cursed. Their power is limited because of the curse. There you fight with something very clear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Exodus 7, the
verse 14, moved on to turn water. Different things which were done. The first cherubim working in Moses.
Okuva esula ya musanvu olunyole 14.
Exodus 7 verse 14.
Mukama nagamba Musa nti Farao omutima gwe guzitowa agaana okubaleka abantu. Olunyole 15. Ogenda eri Farao encha laba afuluma okugenda kumugga nawe oliyimirira kumabbali g'omugga okumusisinkana n'omuggo gwafuka omusota oligutwala mu mukono gwo. Olinyole 16. N'omugamba nti Mukama Katonda wa Abaebbulaniya antumye gy'oli ng'ayogera nti leka abantu bange bampeereze mu ddungu era laba okutuusa kaakano towulira. Olinyole 17. Bw'atyo Mukama bw'ayogera nti ku kino kolimanyira nga nze Mukama laba ndikuba n'omuggo oguli mu mukono gwa laba ndikuba n'omuggo oguli mu mukono gwa ku mazzi agali mu mugga galifuuka omusaayi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Obubonero bwe tulabye mu kubikulirwa essula ey'11.
The signs we see in Revelation 11
and
the verse 6.
Nti abajulirwa abo
that those witnesses
balina obuyinza ku mazzi ogafuuka omusaayi.
Authority turn water to blood.
N'okubonyaabonya ensi.
Even to smite the world.
N'ebonyaabonya eby'engeri
ezinjawulo. With the different plagues. Exodus 7,
verse
14 to 20.
The
show power of those witnesses, the two cherubim, one of it worked in Moses, even raised his hand, even the rod he had, and smote the waters, and they turned into blood. How are those things possible?
Already
the power of the Holy Spirit from the two cherubim has already gotten engulfed on the world. And the other,
all
army of the angels are ready to serve.
This is it
to work with the angel of water. Spoken in Revelations
16,
verse 3 to 5. that I saw the angel of water. Let's read, we see what he did.
Kubikulirwa esura ya 10 na mukaga. Okubikulirwa esura ya 10 na mukaga olunyiriri olwokuna.
Revelation 16 from verse 3.
Kubikulirwa esura ya 10 na mukaga nyolokusatu. Owokubiri nafuke kibyakye mu nyanja ne wabawo musayi ng'ogw'omufu na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa n'ebyo ebyali mu nyanja. Olunyo olwokuna, owokusatu nafuka ekibyakye mu migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi ne wabaawo omusaayi. Olunyo olwokutaano, ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo. Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga, kubanga baafuka omusaayi gw'abatukuvu n'ogw'abannabbi, omusaayi gwe gw'oba wadde okunywa basaanidde.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now what happens in that time? Both the cherubim must put his power on a human being on the world of the Holy Spirit in his fullness to operate, fulfill the mission and the purpose of God. Even angels involve themselves. Now turning rivers of Egypt in blood, angel of water was involved. And they got some of the bowls, spoken in Revelation 15, and they go mix up the water. And they mix blood in it. Gather blood of yells which had been shed under the sun. And it's all powered in the water bodies. What comes, you have to get blood. Now Revelation 11 and the verse
6
told us they have authority to turn water into blood, to make the world with much plague. Praise Jesus much. They show us plagues in the Exodus 6 and to Exodus 12. Those involved taking the firstborns of Egypt. Praise Jesus much. Now that's the cherubim. The first. And the first witness. And the first lampstand. The first olive tree.
He
worked in Prophet Moses. We shall come back to the other time. The second cherubim working in the prophet Elijah. Wanted to end it here because of the heaviness of the message. I leave you to ask the questions. Let us ask questions. That's one of the most heavy revelations in this Bible. Caused the staggering of many people. And they ask, who are those two witnesses?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I wanted to pause right there. For the third reason. Come back
to the
second cherubim as he worked in Elijah. We see three reasons remaining. We wanted to ask questions.
Wakati
the three reasons we finished above. For Revelation 11, it's the prophecy which clothes up this world. If it closes up this world, even all its works on it, it's rotten, hardened for many to interpret. Left this little time, like 25-30 minutes, that you ask questions on that issue. You tell us your name, and you tell us your question
or
contribution over that word. Praise the Lord. I am teacher James, the other Jacob.
ekibuzo kyange kiri awo
wenyini
mu kubikulirwa
11
tulabye nti omujulirwa asooka yakola ne
Elijah
brother ne Musa
with Moses
owokubiri n'akola ne
Elijah
kati kyembuuza
nti
onoomunga akola
owokubiri
yali akola kyomukadde
They
not sent him on the work. He has to look at the one they have sent. He does nothing else.
Except
to remain watch over master seats,
the
covenant box, and the altar of God.
The one put in the mission that
you're responsible of this work, it must be finished. Even though it concerns him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, if they have
not joined them to join another, work together.
There
is no intervening in another's work. First Corinthians 14. In the verse 40,
he said,
God is of order.
He's
not of confusion.
When
they said this cherubim,
you are the witness
who is working on the world now.
Just look
at him, do all things in their rightfulness.
Kati wabagamba ngakubikula 10
they say like Revelation 11 and the verse 3
ndi batuma abajulu abange babiri
then my two witnesses
uno babera concerned yaba
time they are both concerned
buryo mwa inokwata wa kutete
gene ma handle where they handle move on
kati awo baba bagambi ndi kunabula akola chi
there they will say no one will judge
To
get two powerful animals
and you
put them in the field to fight the enemy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
another cherubim is there.
You may
be two generals in the war, but they choose out a general to lead the mission.
Just look
to the other how he carries out the missions.
If you are
in the flesh,
you can
advise.
But
if you are in the spirit,
if general cherubim,
you cannot advise him, for they are perfect in what they do.
God said he made all
cherubims and they are blameless.
Even Satan
was a perfect cherubim, but he decided to just fall.
Explains that Ezekiel
28 and the verse 1 to down.
He made him in
all his ways.
When he
sent him on a mission, he cannot transgress a little. Kelbim messed up once.
There's
one who was first behind you. Let's first have the one behind. Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle George. My question is right here.
Tulabanga Musa nga Ya sose murunyiri runo romukara.
We see Moses is the first in the verse 6.
Next statement tulaganti Elia ya soka.
Statement shows that Elijah was first.
Neba tuba tusomeye byawandikwa.
When we read scriptures in the laws of Moses,
tulanga Musa yawandike ebintu bino.
Moses is the one who wrote all the things.
Ne wano mukubikulibanga baggalawo.
The revelation as they wind up.
Tulaba Elia yayimiriza enkuba.
We see Elijah stopped the rain.
Naye bwe tubadde tusoma ku bujulirwa bano.
But when we read of these witnesses, we first see Moses. Elijah comes later of Moses.
Yes,
Jesus.
Who
can order what God made crooked? Revelation, God twisted it a little. Ecclesiastes 7.
Ani arabiyo. Musavu kumi na sato. Adisoma.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 13.
Lowoza omulimu gwa Katonda. Kubanga ani ayinza okulungamya ekyo kye yanyola.
Aha. Lowoza omulimu gwa Katonda.
Think of the work of God.
Ani ayinza okulungamya ekyo kye
yanyola. Who can straighten what he made crooked?
Kali kadwa kyakola kyali.
What God did is one thing.
Kubikulirwa 10 nemu mukaga.
Revelations 11.
Yanyola mukatono.
He twisted it a little. And he fronted the one not meant to be the front.
The one who can
straighten it must have the Spirit of God. Now go back to Revelation.
Revelation.
The first is what he made last. Let's read Revelation.
Revelation 11:6. Era omuntu yenna bw'ayagala okubakola obubi bwe kityo kigwana ye okuttibwa.
Tebyaliwo ku nabbi Elijah.
Did it not happen on Elijah?
Olw'omukaaga.
Kubikulirwa 10:16.
Revelations 11:6.
Abo balina obuyinza okusiba eggulu enkuba eremenga okutonya mu nnaku ez'okutegeeza kwabwe.
Tukyali ku nabbi Elijah.
Still on Elijah.
Era balina obuyinza ku mazzi okugafula omusaayi. Era n'okubonyaabonya. Era n'okubonyaabonya ensi n'ebibonyoobonyo byonna.
Kaakati ate nabbi Musa yasembyeyo.
Now Moses has been brought last.
Naye ani ayinza okutereeza Katonda kye yanyola.
But who can straighten what God made crooked?
Kaakati labako.
Now you see.
Mpe nnyiriri ezo wano nkulage.
Give me those verses.
Wemba wakutegeera ki kye nkola.
If I'm to understand what I do by the Spirit of God.
Mpe nnyiriri ezo kukwona.
You display those verses on the projector screen. To align and straighten them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Get that one. From there.
And have power over water. Yes,
praise Jesus.
And have power over water.
But you know, kumazi,
to turn them to bride.
Or gafula musai,
to smit the earth.
No kubensi,
with all produce.
Nebi,
as often
na.
As they will.
E ranga we bagala.
Get that. Verse 5.
Put it on verse 5 at the
beginning.
Then these ones come down. They are straight.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. Don't you see that and?
Niwano and. Even the and.
You get and put it up. This the other five make it be down following this one.
When
you read the Bible, Moses was the first.
Wow.
What can help is Isaiah 28. From verse 9 to 13, command by command, scripture by scripture,
here,
little there a little.
He just
twisted it a little. It needs the Spirit of the Lord to order and straighten them.
He tells
us Ecclesiastes 7:13. That who can straighten what God made crooked? Just twisted the scriptures a little.
He
got one be first, made him the last. Then
to
bring you someone with this spirit who understands his word.
For
his business, Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you.
He
will draw you to understand my words.
He
speaks in Isaiah. Who can order these things?
Tusomere.
Isaya sura ya namunya olunyiri
olw'omusanvu. Isaiah 44 verse 7.
Era ani nganze aliita n'akibulira n'akiteekera teekera mu order kasoketensawo eggwanga ery'edda.
Ani alinga iye?
Who is like him?
Ayinza okubiteeka okubirangirira.
Who can proclaim them?
N'abiteeka mu order.
Put them in order.
Ekimu ku bikyasinze okuba tricky okubikulirwa eyo.
Most tricky is revelation.
Mu kubikulirwa essuula y'ekkumi n'emu.
The Revelation 11.
Okunnyonnyola emizeyituuni ebiri.
To explain the two olive trees.
Lampstand ebiri.
The two lampstands.
Kaakati bwe kituuka ku bubonero buno obwalagibwa.
Reaches the signs which were marked.
Gye balina obuyinza ku muliro.
They have authority in the fire.
Essuula yo olunya olw'okutaano olw'omukaaga.
Verse 5 and 6. He twisted them a little.
Ninga mubuli wona okimanyi nabbi Musa yasooka nabbera.
Clearly know that Prophet Moses was the first, then Elijah came later.
Kati okunnyonnyola.
Now to explain.
Kikwetaga kwato nasi gwe basembeza nsi n'omuteeka waggulu.
To get the one they put below, put them above. But in the kingdom of God, nothing is speaks which is crooked.
When he
speaks Proverbs 8:8, he says, all his words are in righteousness. None of them is crooked. Those
not
crooked, according to God, he understands them. He just has a little trick in it.
To
see how con men claim to order them. But to God, he knows this, the one below is the first and the one above is the last. To get the thieves who attach themselves to order what God has made crooked. But to him, he knows how it's meant to be. Not that twisted without knowing. He knows what he does.
Who can order
that I've made crooked.
It's
like making a sentence.
A sentence,
the first you've made it last. You used to do that in school. Put it in order. The child left water home at the well. Brought water home at the well. Message disordered. Sentence disordered. But it's right.
If you order it,
the sentence will be right. If you don't order it, it will appear wrong.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus, man.
So,
that's only problem there. What Apostle Mugisha has been asking. And he asks.
Yeah, sure,
Elijah seems to be have come first. He seems to be first. Prophet Moses seeming to have come after. No. That is Ecclesiastes 7:13. God twisted them a little. Waited the one who will straighten them. Praise the Lord. Name and voice, Pastor Muchibi. I am requesting to ask Revelation
11.
We saw that the sons of the anointing, they will join and double their power.
And
we first understood the question they first asked, that as one was in the mission working,
the
other responsibility watching the match seat,
altar
and the covenant box. Now the question comes from there. If both will be in the mission, they will remain on whose behalf?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Cherubim are not creations like we human beings. That if I move from a place I've gone, I'm not more there. They just send their power and they remain physically there.
He's,
they are seated, yet he sent his power. They don't leave the place. Other though he operated, yet he was still there. Because he was asking the responsibility of another what it was.
Remained
on the work they are on all days, for that is their specific work. Watching the mercy seat, Ark of the Covenant, and the altar. And the golden altar of God. That is their work to watch over those. Until when the end will happen. And when they give us this other, they don't abandon the other. They remain doing. For they were all three. That's Ezekiel 28:11.
15
speaks to Satan that you were an anointed cherubim who was covering, making their wings to cover the mercy seats, and they protected, watched over it. Never watched over the throne of God in the third heaven. They watched the mercy seat of the Spirit of God. An anointed cherubim was covering. Nothing else he covered. Covered on the mercy seats. They stretch their wings high up and they surround it all.
So
they don't go away, but they send the Spirit, power within them, anointing. Teaches and which works. Reach it in the other 4 points. The anointing which teaches us. The Spirit who teaches us. Get just a little of it.
You
go back open the Bible and it begins to explain it to you.
If
they're humble and get a little. That which already reached in you,
it's
what teaches you, and you get surprised. You connecting scriptures, and scriptures open up themselves. Understand, they connect, they are clear.
You think,
all along, how is it done your way? That's what is in our midst. Now we can study these verses. There are many we have not read, but as you'll be out there. And you see them, this connect on the other. You feel the anointing, the
Holy
Spirit, it moves on to broaden for you. That's why they're not hard your way.
It's not
a topic. Scriptures, we can finish the entire Bible. We cannot open the all of it.
Open
starters and give us an anointing.
Amen.
After you get up, open it somewhere, and the flow will be.
Before I
did
now you
got anointing of them.
Now
it begins to teach you and reveal to you. And they hinder you to go out the rhythm of the words. You begin to
say,
don't go there. You flow from here. Don't go there. You first finish this one.
May
feel the, hold your heart, use this and finish it.
If
one used to rush in the Bible,
it
cannot accept you rush.
We
concentrate on something.
And join it up.
Anyone with a question? Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm evangelist, stop us.
twebaza nnyo mukama kuba nti fe atulonze atubikkulira ebyo ebiremye
ensi
emyaka mingi
naye
ekibuuzo kyange bwe tutunuulira kwa malayika ab'omuliro mbadde nsaba okubuuza obuyinza bwabwe bukoma wabwe okompeyalinga ne bano ba
Ends where when you compare them to the cherubim.
Come about,
God bless you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The two cherubim.
But in the army,
how can I compare them to you? They are the ones who give out the weapons to the soldiers.
They supplied
to the seven commanders, the angels. Let me give you an example.
Bible
says Ezekiel 10.
Angel
go in the midst of the cherubim. And the cherubim gets fire to give him. Remember that angel.
Revelation
6.
Abawebwebibya.
Those who are given the powers.
Ani awa.
Who gives them?
Bakerubi bebawa.
Cherubims give them.
Ebibya.
The powers of the wrath.
Kati kitegeeza.
It means now.
Gwe bamalayika boyogerako.
The angels you speak of.
Bukiba mulanka za magye.
It's in army ranks.
Nga tutandikidde mu kibuga kya
Katonda. Begin the city of God.
Babakulanka yakusatu.
They are on the third rank.
These
of the balls. Revelation
15.
Now Revelation 8, they are on the second rank.
The
commanders with the trumpets.
Now these cherubim
are in rank number
1.
But in all.
Those
who don't know them. Those who are bound. The four living creatures. Those are a bit higher in rank. Not in honors, but in responsibilities.
Them
they were bound because of not having patience. When they hear of sin, they want to,
don't want to wait,
they grow together. We shall harvest. No.
Bible
speaks of them in Revelation 11.
Start
from verse 32 down. Lose four angels bound on the river
Euphrates.
Those prepare for certain times. In total,
there
are 16. Those ones, there's no reasoning with them.
Why
they are bound to be made for living creatures? Those you see there, they are found in the second heaven. When you leave this one where the cherubims.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
find cherubim in the center of the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
But
they are up there, four living creatures in the second
heaven,
the store of all spirits, of all creations in the earth, spirits of angels who are caught from there, of the stars.
Even
of children born today.
But they
make
they
bound them there. And they made them into stores where he keeps his spirits.
They have
jealousy over spirits of God which he created.
They
want to protect, keep them. Now they will lose them. On the day of the Lord they will come here.
Kelvin's
have
finished,
and they say we have finished the work.
You see
them on this world,
and they have no mercy.
Those who remain on the world, they torment.
You
read them in Revelation 11, verse 13 to down. Now them too. They have 24 elders. Them two are not the last. The 24 elders. They have never agreed neither hearken unto sin. They have kept secrets from above the heavens. Now we move higher and higher in responsibility before the Lord. When we finish those, we go to the seraphs. What make the six spirits which come from the Holy Spirit? Then we go to the Spirit Himself. Then we go to the Word and the Father. And the ranks, responsibility keep moving higher.
So, when God has
used the lower rank,
but what
is he has to put those?
The cherubim to be in them.
We do to handle for them as we are workers with them. Now you see Satan has not even an army prepared.
God is
Lord of hosts, he prepared. If cherubims can fail,
then
we see of all living creatures. But they cannot. Bowls fail with the angels on their groups.
The commanders
fail with the seven trumpets.
We see
of cherubims. And the others are not involved. They can blow fire and other weapons. If they fail, we see of all living creatures. But it is impossible. God prepared if it
fails
24 elders. Those
who
are the first to be gotten from the word. If they fail, the
seraphs, they have six
hands.
Any hands
which put the heavens and earth.
I don't know whether
they can.
Kelvin's
they get the planet Earth as something, nothing. God retained his greatness for himself. Because those who teach about him on the world, they don't teach him the way he is.
They
told us in Isaiah 48, speak about me but not in truth and not in righteousness.
Speak
God, but they have never spoken of him how he is. And they don't know him in his greatness. They think only walks the lame. That's the major thing. Walking the lame, healing HIV, AIDS. Those are what show the greatness of God. Those are minute small things. The last question. Let's give the other.
You
have asked much. Praise Jesus, brethren. We thank God who teaches us. Now my question is like this. Prophet Elijah and Prophet Moses, did they know the power they use they get from the cherubim?
Just as
we understand that they got it from the cherubim. Oh, it was a secret hidden them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the first Peter, he tells you, in the first 9, let's read we hear.
Others
wanted to know what they did, but they could not.
They
saw the power of God.
They
don't reach them, they didn't know that.
First
Peter chapter 1 from verse 9.
Petero kisoka esule soko lunyiru wa muenda.
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
Ngamuwe buwa ebi abakirizi, echabakirizi sa. Webuloko zibuobulamu. Olunyole kumi. Ebi obuloko zobo banabi. Abala gulangebi echisechari chigendo kujajibuli. Bano nyanga nyo, nebeke ne nyanga. Olunyole kumi nerumu. Ngabano nyebido webidi, oba webifana na. Omoe wa Kristo yali mubo bialaga. Nga soko kutegeze ibono wono. Bia Kristo. Na chitibwe chibigo bedera.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Banabiba ya garanga nyo kumanya.
Prophets wanted much to know.
Ni ingataso wa kumanya ndi. Na manyi gango isa. Obaga vamu kerubi
gondi. Power it uses comes from this cherubim.
Manyi gomo yomu
tuku. Power of the Holy Spirit. Comes from the cherubim it was
pulled.
And gets down to them. It spreads the world.
That, no,
you just know it's the Spirit of God.
The Bible says
Matthew 13, 9 to
13, and to 17.
You are to know secrets of the kingdom of heaven. All these prophets and the wise men
tried
to want to know them, but they were not able. No. Pretelius, we read them to you now.
And to
give you Revelation 15,
it shows you
seven angels, seven bowls,
and the
seven groups of angels.
We
show you commanders. Revelation 8,
over
the seven trumpets,
they
command the other seven.
Leave
the commanders,
come
look the cherubim.
They
start commanders. Those called two witnesses.
Those
give weapons to the others.
According
to Ezekiel 10.
It moved
to show you four living creatures. Even angels who are bound in there.
According
to Revelation 11.
Verse
13 to down.
It
get you from there.
It took you to
24 elders.
According
to Revelation 4, the verse 1 to 5,
we
show you of the seraphs.
There
are six.
They
make branches of the Holy Spirit.
According
to Isaiah 6,
and we
finish with the Spirit of the Lord.
He
takes us to the world,
and he
takes us to the Father.
No manyaranka kuva waguru.
Know the rank from above the heaven.
That
power comes from Father.
They
want us to agree with it. The Holy Spirit
passed through
the seven spirits,
reached
24 elders
in the color
rainbow surrounding the throne.
They
passed four living creatures.
They
get down to cherubim and they rest a little.
And
then spread the angels,
even
the Holy One serving on the world.
You can
know that
today. The
power God, you could not realize where it came from.
But
the power of God, for it was the great power.
Prophets
discovered it was the great
power.
Yet it was good.
Yet it was easy
to order them from high above. Praise Jesus.
I'm
teacher Vincent. Now I'm asking. My question is in Luke. Luke chapter
9,
verse 55. I request to explain me of that.
Are
you still on what we are on?
Mm-hmm.
Read for us.
Wagamba yange ya luzungu egamba but they turned and kwagamba kwentandikira ku lwatano mwenya.
When I begin from 54.
When his disciples John and James and John saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? Just as Elijah did, but he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of speech are of, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. Katimba den saba, umusana ku kyawandiikibwa ekyo.
Kakati bo baali bamanyagidde mwoyo ki.
Now they knew he had come in which spirit.
Kubanga bagamba nti no bakomandi.
For they said they command fire.
Ye nababuuza mumanye mwoyo ki gwe musabira
mwoyo. You know the kind of spirit you're praying through?
He knew
other witnesses when they manifest. You heard what was
happening.
Whoever wants to arm them, he has to get problems. Troubles.
And yes, he
did not come for that. They had to do evil to him. Most ask a question.
Jesus,
the Holy Spirit, got it from the cherubim or not? No. It is his spirit he connected to him
directly.
It tells us John that he gave him spirit without measure. That's why he told them.
Settled
on the cherubim. Moses and Elijah.
Throw
a stone to beat. Me, I've come, they have to beat me now. If you mix the preparation of the anointing in the witnesses, you've changed the mission he was on. He came with direct spirits.
He's
not prepared to give commands to destroy, but the world to be saved through him. There is a work to analyze.
Did measure him that
they stepped on the anointing.
But
from the cherubim he got him, no.
Matthew
3 says,
16,
heavens opened. And the Father gave it to him direct.
It's
not first criteria given much works. When the Spirit flows through the criteria, the Holy Spirit, seraphs, 24 elders, 4 living creatures, cherubim, 7 groups of angels, up to where we are. There are works to do. Even was in the midst there. Direct and the commands he has are direct. Don't rebuke any person, don't judge them that yes.
Now,
the spirit who threw past the cherubim had in order with special commands. You will read John, see the spirit on Christ was not measured. It was not given limited commands. He had a right to have mercy or not have it.
But
tell him, they tell him not to have mercy, he doesn't forgive.
Yet
Jesus was free to change. I've forgiven you, woman, go. That
needs
to be studied. Time has left us. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Emma Finthia. Now my question
is in Isaiah
14:12.
Nti wabanga ye Lucifer.
If Lucifer,
okarube yagwa bamita Lucifer.
The cherubim of hell is called
Lucifer.
He was called Lucifer.
Ne tugenda mu Judges 9.
And we go in Judges 9.
Bano bakerubi abalanga itu abantu babaita olive.
After cherubim we see they called them the olive.
The fig tree.
The fig tree.
Kati ya wetu tuzana itoka itoka ne mboza.
Question comes to us. Since I don't know their name, and I call them that, and if I live there, another is called olive tree. They go to
Revelation 11,
and they show their olive trees too.
And
in Judges, one is olive, another is fig.
Now,
a confusion is right there. You take away confusion.
olive tree just kabonero ka mafuta.
Olive tree is a sign of the anointing, which comes from them all. But to separate them, that you understand their difference, that in Judges 9, understand that two Kelvin, but they are different. One is called olive tree, another is called a fig tree. That you can separate them. All those names are in the mystical way.
Bamuita fig tree,
you see its beauty explained. According to how the fig tree appears.
Oba ke kabera kachimurugumi oluganda ka fig tree. Nayinga baba kulete demanya.
But they brought you names.
Olive trees.
We call them olive trees.
Babi rabana bamafuta.
They are sons of anointing.
Makirubi abamafuta.
Kelvin were anointed. To give you separate that they are two. Each can stand by their own. That you don't see that each thing is the same.
So it
doesn't confuse you. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm Apostle Tom. My question, Revelation 11, verse 7.
I've
not reached it.
I'm
requesting to know on the season and time. From Revelation 7:11. Revelation 11, 7 to verse 10.
Byali mu biro ebyabannabbi bali abasooka oba bigenda kubaawo mu biro bino.
Were there in time of prophets who were there before or they are coming in our time?
Kuba wano batulaga nti era bwe bali banga bamaze okutegeeza kwabwe.
That after they have finished their testimony,
ensolo eva mu bunnya obutakomererwana nabo,
beast from the bottomless pit shall war with them,
era eribawangula,
and shall overcome them,
era eribatta,
and shall kill them,
n'ebirala ebiddako wansi,
and the rest following down.
Kanja kumanya byaliwo,
yes, bijja kubaawo,
they will be happening.
Ensolo eri mu bunnya obutakomererwa,
the beast, the bottomless pit, you know it.
Emitendere egyo egiragirwa mu kubikwa
11. Level shown in Revelation 16.
Loza kuva kunyirwa kumeka na 12 nenda ba emizimu ejiringa ebikere.
I saw evil spirits like from the mouth of the dragon, of the beast, and of the false prophet.
Kati omutufu ali mbunyo obutako.
Now the right person in the bottomless pit
is
not the beast but Satan himself.
Nenjukira Satan muli bwabera mbunyo obutako.
In the time Satan is in the bottomless pit, even the beast is there.
Nenabi obulimba abakola.
Even the false prophet is there.
Kubanga omoyo gubakolesha yiki.
But the spirit using them is the same.
Yomo. Wabule bagamba nti nensolo eva mbunyo obutako.
It says the beast from the bottomless pit.
Kubanga tukimanya ensolo moyo gwa Satan.
The beast is the spirit of Satan.
Bwakabaka bwa Satan.
Kingdom of Satan.
It's
in the midst of people that it will fight them, it will overcome them. It's this like this.
Not this,
you'll see the false prophets. The Bible tells you in the Thessalonians and the coming of the one is in the working of Satan.
The
coming of the false prophets and all his false prophets.
Is
in the working of Satan.
And
signs and false miracles. Victory is where?
For
they say the beast
will
fight them and overcome them.
That's what
finished. Then we handle that down. After we explain all signs, explain victory in the beast.
For
almost it's not there.
But
in a little time, what they call victory, since we've got death from the body, like they did to Jesus, they knew we have killed him. Even his children who will begin to ask it. Yet they had made a mistake. There was no great before he said, immediately, Jesus will be appearing. In that time as he died,
even that
would not be even there. What if this is checked from the body?
Even
tell them awake again. You know that you checked from the body. And they say, go back in the body. Raise up. We ascend, going to heaven.
We have
not reached to start
the day.
You can move down and, you know, and you see. In that same time, rapture will happen. Revelation
11, verse
8.
Even their dead bodies. Why are they using dead bodies? English speaks dead bodies. But the right say they are dead body.
Will
gain anointing in the same body on the world. Another will be like Moses and Elijah. But they say even they have dead body.
The two witnesses
will use one body.
So
the one like Moses and Elijah.
But they
put the anointing in them.
English
speaks of dead bodies.
But Hebrews
said they are dead bodies.
In Hebrew
and Greek, it speaks of body.
Even
some English we speak of body. Have you seen people having dead
people
and there
are
two? They speak of the
dead,
but they are shown in prophecy that it
will
be in a place called Sodom or Egypt. They show those witnesses will appear in which nation?
Africa.
Africa. But in that time,
do
the work to fight
them.
They are the homosexuals.
Why do you
tell me? Me have left that.
You
have to start them ahead.
The witness will be on
Egypt, Africa.
Those
who fight to kill them,
the homosexuals
called the Sodom.
And
some of those are going to fight with. Every department.
They even in the
church.
Naye banaikankome wana mukama abawo mukisa tujja kubira bebe.